JM and the AM. You heard Yaakov Gifter in there with the brand new Chaverim selection. Osher done by Yochanan Chait out of Israel. Udi Damari with Machar, Keanu Amecha, a Yishai Rebo, Avram Fried, Amir Dadon collaboration. And now, you are listening to Simply Tzfat.
Good morning, Israel.
We don't say good morning, we say Boker Tov.
Good morgen.
We say good morgen? You didn't know Yiddish till what year? No way you grew up knowing Yiddish.
Sorry.
You grew up knowing Yiddish?
My mother was born in Germany.
Mine was too, but I didn't know Yiddish.
Hochdeutsch.
She spoke German in the house?
Hochdeutsch. My grandparents?
See, now I'm jealous because I hung around my mother and grandmother who spoke German to each other. I never picked up a word.
Oh, I took 4 years of high school German and a year in college.
Oh, so that explains it. Yoni Lipschitz is here, and it is a big, big celebration. As you saw, the entire block and building were celebrating when you approached because we not only have a visitor from Simply Tzfat, and we'll go through the concert schedule and remind everybody that Simply Tzfat is an incredible group of three men who are superb musicians, but in addition to that, when I heard that we had the opportunity to bring someone in who's living in Tzfat now in 2024, I said, wow, we got to bring him in. And you are an old friend. You're somebody, we haven't seen each other in God knows how long.
Many moons.
We always feel connected, and we do text each other. And are you still running the bed and breakfast?
I'm still fiddlersin.net.
Are there customers in Tzfat?
As of this Shabbos, yes.
Seriously?
They're starting, right? They made the ceasefire.
So they're starting to come back?
People are coming back.
I think we actually participated because one of the initiatives was to try to book rooms, even though people weren't booking rooms, but virtually book rooms just to support the cause, so to speak.
Yeah, there's an organization called Swords to Shekels.
Right.
And they've been integrally helpful on a monthly basis.
What's your capacity? You could have how many people for a Shabbat?
It's 30, 35.
That many? What are you, an innkeeper? You're like a real, you're the real deal.
A pundak.
Mamish. Amazing.
The Fiddler's Inn, and be careful, it's not the one in Tennessee.
Is there one in Tennessee?
There's one in Tennessee, there's one in Seattle.
Oh.
I'm .net.
You gotta choose better names, I guess.
That are changing instruments.
What do they call it in Hebrew?
A Beit HaKanar. Beit HaKanar.
And until,
the Fiddler's House.
And until October 7th, you were getting people on a regular basis.
Sure.
Chagim also or just Shabbos?
No, Chagim, Shabbos. You know, during the week, not so much, but for sure.
I understand that Tzfat's all about Shabbos, isn't it? I mean, being there for Shabbos.
All about.
And when one is, it's funny because to the average tourist, they would wonder what they could see and do. But it's not about seeing and doing Shabbos and Tzfat. It's about being there and being part
tefillah.
Of the spirit. And
about tefillah.
But I don't want to give the impression that they're spending the whole entire day in shul. They're also enjoying incredible Shabbos meals with ruach and spirit and the whole inspirational experience.
So why is Tzfat Ir Kodesh?
Why is it a holy city?
Where do we see in Tanakh Tzfat Ir Kodesh? Do we see it? No. So there are two makorot, there are two sources. One is the Chesed LaAvraham, who says on the pasuk, "Ki bachar Hashem betzion iva lemoshav lo," because Hashem has chosen Zion, He desires to dwell there. So the Chesed LaAvraham, the grandfather of the Chidah, he says, "Don't read bachar, change the order of the." The letters of Bachar to Charav, Ki Charav Hashem Betzion, when Hashem has destroyed the Yerushalayim, we don't have it's a Chorva, we don't, Iva, Iva means desire, but the Atbash, you know what Atbash is?
I do, it'd be hard to explain to the audience at the moment.
Atbash, when you take the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet and exchange it with the last letter, it's like a code, you take the second letter with the second to last. So the Atbash spelling of Iva is
Tzfat.
When we don't have a base of Mikdash, Tzfat is kiviyochol where the Shekhinah is.
Right.
And that's why all the Mekubalim, that's the reason why the Ari and all the Mekubalim and the Gemara was written in that area. Not necessarily Tzfat, but the whole, all around it.
I don't want to use the word hate because that's an inappropriate word, but do you dislike being outside of Israel?
I'm in the middle of mitzvah d'oraisa, kibbut av ve'em.
If not for that, would you be disliking this whole thing?
I'm in the mitzvah of making Yehudim happy.
So if you're here on a concert tour, you're not spiritually challenged.
I feed off of making people happy.
Right, understood. And if not for one of those two reasons, parents or music, you would not be here most likely. Right? Those are the two reasons you ever travel.
That's the only, is there another reason halakhically why to be outside of Eretz Yisrael?
I get
maybe
that.
Maybe a shidduch.
Right.
I'm already married, so.
What about your kids? Are they all married?
7 out of 8.
All right, there you go. I'm 4 out of 6. We're getting there. We should celebrate at each other's smachot.
Oh, man. Rak besmachot.
And by the way, I don't know if I even gave you an appropriate introduction. Yonatan Lipschitz is here. Yonatan Lipschitz, Yoni Lipschitz, is from Simply Tzvat, lives in Tzvat, is going to be leading his group on a concert tour here, which we will discuss.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I am, you know, you haven't heard the show, obviously, unless you're listening. I think you do listen in Tzvat once in a while, actually. You have tuned
occasionally,
in.
Occasionally, yeah.
Which is unbelievable. You could hear us clearly there, right? Isn't that amazing? It's incredible.
Yeah, but Mashiach is on the way.
Because we're in our fundraiser and we've had a special theme this week, I've been speaking a lot. You know, I'd like to stress, especially fundraising time, the uniqueness of this show. And we've been speaking a lot about the fact that at the same time that every single day, especially for the last 14 months, that I've been reminding the diaspora audience that they must pay attention to our brothers and sisters in Israel, whatever it means. We've highlighted a lot of chesed opportunities. We talk about the hostages every day. We talk about the news of the day, especially when it's, you know, breaking news, when it's important, something that people need to know. So we try, and it's impossible, by the way, no matter what you do. I mean, our Israeli friends tell us this all the time. I forgot the expression in Hebrew, but our Israeli friends tell us this all the time, that unless you're there, you could try as hard as you want outside of Israel to feel what our brothers and sisters in Israel are going through. You're never going to, but it's worth the effort. You get something out of this whole thing. And I, as I'm doing all this, I keep emphasizing how so many people in Israel, because our Anglo and Israeli audience continues to grow, how they are listening me telling everybody here. And I always wonder what they're thinking. Are they happy going like, yeah, give it to them? Be like, they should know what we're going through. Or are they upset that, my God, doesn't anybody realize what's happening here? Doesn't anybody have any sympathy for what is happening?
When you cut your finger on your right hand, does your left hand finger feel it?
No.
You have to connect it. You have to really...
That's why it's so
it's
hard.
Not easy.
That's why we have a difficult task.
That's the avoida.
And when you're in Tzfat and the areas around you...
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to say Tzfat because you've always made a point of emphasizing that Tzfat has been safe through many of these encounters.
Yir Miklat, it's a city of refuge.
Right.
That's why I'm there. I'm an accidental murderer.
He's joking, folks. He's joking. But you are taking advantage of its safety.
Yes, yes.
But when the area around you, right?
Oh,
when,
it's terrible.
When people in...
We feel it. We feel it. And with Meron, Safsufa, Kadita, Dalton... You feel physically, like a subwoofer. You know, you're standing in a subwoofer and it goes boom, boom. You hear it, but your body feels the vibration.
Yeah.
We feel it. We feel it.
Well, and not only that, you feel it because of what you said earlier. There are so many people who are not visiting.
Oh, my gosh. Half the stores are out of business, because someone is in Miluim.
The likelihood of people visiting Tzfat now is so low that I'm actually thinking of moving to Tzfat.
Yalla. You can do the prices just started going up since the ceasefire.
But you're not getting my joke. I need to go to a place where family and friends will tend not to visit. That's what I'm saying. A friend of mine lives in Katsrin. He said, you must move here because nobody ever comes up here.
Right. True. Very true.
Anyway, hopefully by the time I move... you will have a full, vibrant tourism industry back in Tzfat.
Please God. Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, so that's why when I am reveling. You know, you may not see it, because I, especially now with my current cold and cough, you may not realize that I am in this state that I'm about to describe. I am elated that I am sitting in front of somebody who arrived from Tzfat. I'm elated. I need the connection, and we're going to Israel soon. As I told you, we're going to Israel soon, but I need the connection. I need the avira that you bring in here. So when you said, you know, interested in me stopping by, I'm like, what? Interested in you stopping by? You know what kind of injection of spirituality and inspiration you're going to give me? And then you did not have to or did not want to leave. When they said to everybody, leave the north, what did the Tzfat residents...
Okay, so Tzfat wasn't told to leave.
They were not told to leave.
Let me give you some preamble. Mm-hmm. In 2006, during the Lebanese War, sure, there were 600 Katyusha rockets that landed in Tzfat.
Right.
There was not one fatality, aside from someone who had a heart attack.
Right.
But a direct hit.
Right.
There wasn't one. 600 missiles. There was no Iron Dome. There was no Patriots. There was no, there was, you know, it's
yep,
nothing.
There was only God to rely on.
Now we have the Iron Dome.
Right.
And I don't know how many missiles, much more than 600, but nothing, relatively speaking. Nothing fell in Tzfat and no one got killed. So this is Lamala Miateva. You remember during the Gulf War in 1991?
Sure.
Where were you? I made Aliyah 2 weeks before the Gulf War.
In 91?
January 1st, 1991, we made Aliyah. And with how many Scud missiles hit Israel from Iraq?
Hundreds.
No.
Thousands?
No. 39. Lamed Tet.
That's it.
Lamed Tet Malachot. Lamed Tet Scud missiles fell. And was there one direct death fatality?
No.
No. At the end of the war, the very end of the war, there was one Scud missile that hit a U.S. military base in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
How many American soldiers died?
Don't remember.
Lamed Tet.
I get it. I'm sort of missing the point, but I get it. I hear what you're saying. One is not really that related to the other as much as you think. But all right, I'm willing to accept the Gzeir Shava.
It's Yisrael Lamala Miateva.
Right.
Doesn't matter whether it's a Gulf War, the war in 2006, right, but the war right now.
But there's also some practical elements to this as
100%,
well.
100%. So this war...
You know your friends in Kiryat Shmona, you know,
they
had
were
no
evacuated.
Choice but to leave.
We played a couple of concerts on army bases up there, and they wouldn't let us go, even. We got to Kiryat Shmona, and whew, turn around, leave.
Well, I saw videos of you guys at army bases. Where were those?
It was in the Golan. It was in all over the north. There was an army base, a navy base in Haifa.
You're still doing that or not?
We ran out of donors, sponsors. Seriously? Yeah, yeah.
You need sponsors for that?
Someone has to pay for all the meat and the basar. And I mean, we didn't get paid. We volunteered.
Oh, it was part of
physically,
the when they go and bring the food and
right,
and they make it a whole night for the soldiers.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
I don't know how you do it. Absolutely amazing. Yonatan Lifshitz is in our studio, Simply Tzfat. We'll go through the concert schedule coming up, I guarantee.
Thank you.
But there's just so much to talk about. So Tzvi Yecheskeli is not a resident of Tzfat, correct? The journalist. The reason I'm asking is because he's in Uman every Rosh Hashanah. Are you in Uman every Rosh Hashanah or not?
Almost every.
And that what?
A vast majority.
And it depends on what? Like, what is the factor?
This past year, I did go.
Right.
The previous year, I had a pekak in my Rosh that there was a war going on. I'm not going to go to the war zone in Ukraine.
In other words, you played it. In other words, you played it smart, is what you're trying to tell me.
I'm going to have to. No, I travel so much.
Right.
And to have to. If I could fly to the Ukraine, I would have. But you can't fly there. You got to go to the Moldavia.
How was Rosh Hashanah in Israel, Talbi? How was that Rosh Hashanah?
I was in Meron.
How was it?
It was beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful.
Not better than Uman?
It was beautiful.
Not better.
It was beautiful. Why do you want to compare?
Because you and I, mainly because of me, never miss an opportunity to discuss the absurdity of going to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. So I'm trying to get you to give me a little bit here that, yes, Nahum, it was better to remain in Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah. That's all.
The Tzaddik Yisod HaOlam said,
remember me, your old
come
friend.
To me, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Either you believe it or you don't.
No, I get it. So I'm sitting in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
I'm having breakfast in Jerusalem. A gentleman walks over to me with his wife. And it's somebody I recognize. And I'm saying to myself, how do I know you? How do I know? He says, yeah, I used to live in Manhattan. And he's giving me the whole history. He was a big fan of my father, et cetera, et cetera. I said, where are you now? Because this is a typical, and I'm not saying this in any, God forbid, derogatory way or any way. I'm just describing a yeshiva world rabbi, you know, somebody from Velt, so to speak, in New York. I said, where are you now? Living in Tzfat. What? You're living in Tzfat? And this was, of course, during the war. This happened. When did I see him? On some recent trip. September, June, I don't remember. So I'm so curious to know if you know him. Because how many Americans that have moved to Tzfat would you not know? I mean, I get the impression. 20. Seriously? See, I get the impression that Tzfat is like, you know, one of these upstate towns of 40 people. It's not true, right?
To a degree.
What town are your parents in?
Tarrytown.
So Tarrytown's a real town, though.
Yeah,
it's an established community.
Yeah.
So Tzfat's not like Tarrytown. It's.
I think it actually has the same population size. Actually,
does it?
I think so.
This gentleman's name is Rabbi Kravitz. Is it possible that you've come across? No.
What is he daven?
So Tzfat's bigger. He has like his own kolo, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So Tzfat's bigger than I thought.
I'm partial. I daven by Breslau.
It's like somebody asking me.
Rabbi Chaim Koenig. You know, there's.
I remember Rabbi Koenig. Wasn't he on the show once or something?
Maybe his father or his brother or his grandfather. Rabbi Chaim Koenig is the current Rav.
How did I know Rabbi Koenig? Someone remind me. How did I know Rabbi Koenig?
The father was Rabbi Gedalia Koenig, Olav Shalom. So he was a Mekubal.
In Tzfat?
He was the one who was told by Rabbi Nussan's grandson, Rabbi Avram Sternhartz, to build a community in Tzfat. So they started, you know, many years before I moved there.
Is it possible Rabbi Koenig got something to do with Kever Rachel? Is that possible?
I don't know.
Wow, I'm trying to place this. Whoa, years and years of flashing in front of me right now. Amazing. First time I was in Tzfat, I think I was 17. First time I was in Tzfat.
What year was that?
A couple of years ago. And it was 110 degrees outside.
Oh, my.
And I used the Ariz mikveh, and I was still freezing. Like, what's the story there?
It's colder during the summer because the differential between the air temperature. If you go during the winter, it's right. Like, what's the difference in the temperature? Right? The water doesn't change that much in temperature.
Right. I remember I actually bought a towel in Tzfat for the occasion. And I said years later, we should put this on eBay. Is that a Tzfat towel?
You put it in a frame and put it on the wall.
It's got to be a holy towel from Tzfat.
I wiped Nachum Siegel.
Forget me that it's just something purchased in the holy city of Tzfat.
You should auction it off on the.
I agree with you.
For the fundraiser.
Trust me, I agree with you. But, you know, for some reason, the staff never gets around to that. I don't know why. Anyway.
You got to find it. You got to find the towel. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'll look for it then. These things. It's all materialistic stuff, you know.
Yes, yes,
as spiritual as it is being from Tzfat, you know. Anyway. So, I need to ask you. Do you and those who are living in Israel during these times, do you have definitive opinions about those who are not focused on Israel? On those who are in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel? On those of us who, you know, may have certain opinions about many different things about Israeli society, but you may say to yourself, excuse me, we're the ones living here and the ones who are trying to, you know, go through all these encounters, etc.
You know, I'm apolitical, first of all.
You're too nice of a guy.
Second of all, the question reminds me of Yetzias Mitzrayim. How many Yidden didn't leave Mitzrayim?
The majority. So overwhelming majority.
So what's new? Names have changed. But
so you're basically calling me the Erev Rav, is what you're saying.
No, you're like Nachshon Ben Aminadav. You're jumping in, you're working, you're sweating, you're mekarvim anishim, you know. It's up to them. They gotta open their ears and listen to you and understand what's the MS.
I hear you.
You know, it's a sad situation. But
you know how hard it is for people to travel to Israel now? You know what the costs of flights are now?
You're asking me?
They're very difficult.
I just don't ask. Oh, my gosh.
I know somebody very prominent who flew to Florida in order to get to Israel, not because of cost, because there was no availability.
Uh-huh. Right?
That's crazy.
Yep. Hopefully after March, you know, the other airlines will start flying again. They'll be available.
What do? You travel from Tzfat, take a car straight to the airport? How do you get to the airport from Tzfat? Is there a train?
Take a taxi to Carmiel and then the train.
There is a train Carmiel to the airport?
From Carmiel, you have to switch once, but it's, you know, it's easy.
How far are you from Carmiel?
35 minutes.
Oh, so the likelihood of them having red alerts is much more than you.
They're kind of southwest of us.
Near Migdal Or?
No, the Migdal Or is more east, southeast. They're, you know, Derek LaHaifa. So it's they got a lot less than we did.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have a son in Carmiel. It's only in the last month did they start getting hit more.
Boy, Carmiel's also booming, right?
I remember that place.
I don't mean rockets. I mean booming with population.
I remember them when there was one light in Carmiel.
I mean traffic light.
In 85, 80, 87, I made a 85. I made a pilot trip in 85 after my first daughter was born. And I was in Carmiel. I remember that very well. Had a job interview.
Were you thinking of moving there?
Yeah, had a job interview.
In what industry?
Computers.
Hmm.
D-base programming.
That didn't work out. That didn't work out.
Everyone told me I was nuts. It was 1985, there was 200% inflation. Everyone told me, what are you, a crazy American?
I assume,
don't come here.
I don't even know if the old shekel was already in.
No.
It may have been $50 to a lira. 50 something lira like, to a dollar, something like that. Or 200 lira to a dollar, something like that. I think the new shekel came right after that.
Right there.
And
right
then
there.
The new shekel, which is what we have now,
right.
What they now call the new Israeli shekel, came sometime after, pretty quickly after that. Anyway, love reminiscing with you, but we've got to talk about what's happening in the month of December 2024.
I got to pull it up.
I got it. Are you kidding?
Oh, you got it there?
I want to give it the big announcement here.
Okay.
I'm trying to work my way through this cough and cold in order to give Simply Tzfat their due.
I have to say one thing.
Yeah.
Call a kavod to Chabad. Call a kavod to all the Chabad shluchim that they're out there on the front lines, whether it's in Dubai or wherever they are. Call a kavod to them. And in their merit, we're able to go around and make all these concerts.
Right. I still think the Chabad in Siberia gets more credit than the one in Honolulu, but that's just my opinion.
Maybe.
What do you think?
I never was there, and there was never there.
I always wonder who assigns the guy to Kazakhstan, and if that same guy is assigning someone else to Hawaii. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on over there. But anyway, look, you're so right, and we know you're so right. Is there a Chabad in Tzfat?
Of course, more than one.
Really? How do you distinguish? How do you refer to them? Chabad North, Chabad South? You have no idea. But there's multiple Chabad rabbis leading Chabad houses.
Chabad houses, Ascent, there's the Chabad house.
Is Fiddler's Inn competition for the Chabad house?
They don't put up people for sleeping arrangements. I do.
But they'll provide meals. They may.
I guess.
That could be.
Yeah, right. For sure. Right.
But you're slaving over the stove, providing meals for your guests.
Well, it's not really a B&B.
Oh, no food?
No food, but there's a full kitchen, and the
catering
within a 60-second walk
is Mahadran
catering.
Oh, there you go.
So they don't need me.
No, they don't need you at all. And if they want hot cholent Shabbos morning, they'll be hot cholent Shabbos
morning. Not a problem.
Wow. You take care of everything, I see. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Refuah Shleima.
Simply Tzfat has a special Chanukah coming up. On Wednesday night, the first night of Chanukah, Simply Tzfat with their violin and two guitars?
Right.
Violin. You are responsible for the violin.
Right, but I'm into non-violins. Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum is right. You're on the violin.
Yes.
Yonatan and... Eliyahu. I forgot Eliyahu's name. Yonatan and Eliyahu are both on guitar.
Right. One is a classical guitar and the other is an acoustic guitar.
Oh, please. I don't know. I don't know. To me, it's two guitars.
One is a Carl Bach style and the other is
Clapton
flamenco.
And one's Hendrix. Right? Is that it? Is that the difference?
Not exactly.
Who's your mentor in the world of violins? Itzhak Perlman?
How did you know?
He's the guy?
He's the guy.
Seriously?
He's the man.
Is there anybody else? Like anybody else in that?
I don't even look at it. I don't even try.
Seriously? Yeah. He's that great.
Well, you know, he's got a little,
He's got it.
Yeah.
Has he been to Tzfat? Because he's been to Israel, I would assume, no?
He didn't knock on my door. I don't know.
He doesn't use Fiddler's Inn? The nerve of that guy. So on Wednesday night, the first night of Chanukah, you're at Chabad of East Hollywood in Hollywood, Florida, beginning at 5 p.m. On Thursday night, the second night of Chanukah, you're in Clearwater at Chabad of Clearwater. Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos. You're going to be right near our good friends in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We'll be there for Shabbos, all of Shabbos, also making, you know, Freilich and Simcha and talking to people.
So. I have a whole list of people you have to send regards to. You have to send regards to Rabbi Oppenheim. You have to send regards to Andy Dinkin. Who else you have to send regards? So I'll come up with the list.
Okay.
You must
send me a WhatsApp.
Must make sure to say hi to them. Saturday night, the fourth night at Chabad of Charlotte, North Carolina. Sunday night, the fifth night at the Chabad, what is this, Russian Center in Sunny Isles, Florida?
There
I assume?
It is.
Sunny Isles Beach, Florida, Sunday. And then finally, Simply Tzvat leaves Florida. Finally.
Ay vey.
The whole everything's Florida in this country. Everything's Florida.
We have to fly from one place to the other in Florida. From Clearwater, it's Erev Shabbos. It's a 10-hour drive. We have to fly to North Carolina. And then on Sunday morning, we got to fly from North Carolina back down to Miami. Ay vey.
If only there was a Carmiel Airport train.
I looked up a private jet. $15,000. I think
that'll get you at least one ticket to Israel. All right, Simply Tzvat shows up in New York City. Finally, when on Monday night, the sixth night of Chanukah, at Heichal Moshe, Rabbi Vorhan Shul, which is basically how people know it on the Upper West Side,
right.
On West 91st Street in Manhattan. And I would assume that because it's your only New York appearance, you're going to be pulling out all the stops that night.
Of course, and it will be well practiced also.
To say the least. You'll have gotten all the kinks out of your act, to say the least. So that's happening on Monday night, the 30th. Now, the reality is that if anybody between the 31st of December, right, they want a New Year's Eve celebration with Simply Tzvat.
A Gregorian New Year's Eve.
So, yeah, they don't have to go to Uman for this one. If they want a celebration from the 31st of December, anytime through that Shabbos, which is the first Shabbos of the new Gregorian year, you are willing to stick around until Sunday, until your flight back and
who
perform.
Who is this guy, Gregory? What's the deal?
So how do people do that? How do they contact you?
So they contact me at yoni@simplytzfat.com, right?
T-S-F-A-T.
Right. One word, simply, S-I-M-P-L-Y. And then we spell Tzfat, T as in Torah, S as in Simcha, and fat as in not skinny. We're fat in Simcha and Torah, right?
Got it.
.com. And we can set up for the seventh candle or Zot Chanukah, the last night of Chanukah, eight candles burning with Simply Tzfat. Who wants us?
Hey, I want to make a recommendation to all the principals and faculty members out there. Do a Zos Chanukah Chagiga for
there
your
you
school.
Go. Well, we're doing two of them, one at SAR on
what
Zos Chanukah
that?
Thursday morning.
Seriously?
Thursday morning
they
at SAR.
They stole my idea?
They gave you the idea.
I like that.
And then at Tab C. In the afternoon.
T-A-B-C.
Taps, whatever.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
What, the afternoon meaning that day?
The afternoon, that the Zot Chanukah. That's the last opportunity.
Two great schools took my recommendation.
There you go.
Amazing. So and if you want Zot Chanukah, forget it. They're booked already on Zot Chanukah. But you can do any of the other days.
Well, during the day, we're booked. But at night,
Motzei
Zot Chanukah.
Well, we have to go through the halachic ramifications. Can you serve donuts after the last day? Like, once you're not lighting anymore, can you serve a donut?
Have you had any donuts yet?
Do you know? I heard in Israel it starts Rosh Chodesh Kislev.
That's crazy. Motzei Simchas Torah, they're starting with the donuts.
Really?
I haven't had one yet.
Is there a good bakery in Tzfat?
There are a number of, oh my gosh, Bella's. Oh my gosh, it's beyond.
I got to come visit.
Bella's. It's a
so
center.
Yeah. The halachic ramifications have to be addressed. I once landed in Israel on the eighth day of Chanukah, and I went to a bakery. But after landing, and they said, "No, sorry, donut season's over." I said, "Donut season's over. We just lit the eighth candle last night."
They had Chomentashen, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like they were on to the next thing. Are you kidding? So this year I'm playing it smart. I'm going on Hanukkah. Uh-huh. This way I'm there. You know, nobody could say put the donuts away already. Uh-huh. You know, it's like trying to buy an Esrog the last day of Sukkot. You know,
just don't go on a diet.
The dieting is before the trip because I need room for the donuts.
Well, that's why all the letters on the dreidel, you know.
Go ahead.
Nes gadol hayapo. Right. If you have you're on a diet, no way it would be a nes.
Thanks. Excuse me. Anyway, so that's the Hanukkah situation. And anybody wants to take advantage, yoni@simplytzvat.com.
Thank you so much.
And that's that.
Very good.
What a delight to see you.
Delight to see you, to speak to the audience. Come visit us. I have to tell you that anyone who comes visit, it gives tremendous chizuk.
Inspiration. Strength.
To the Israelis that are, to us, that we know that people are with us. Not only in mind and in prayers, but begashmias, and they put their money where their mouth is and spend $2,500 for a round trip ticket to Israel. It's you just have to come and be there. Don't have to say anything, do anything. Just people knowing that you did that is strengthening, unbelievable.
How do we give chizuk to the women and children whose husbands and fathers are spending months in the army?
Oh my gosh!
And who are not enjoying the Leil Shabbat meal the way others are. What can we do for them?
Daven with tremendous intention and intensity.
Are there soldiers in Tzvat who come back and forth? And
for sure.
You get an opportunity to see them?
I have to tell you the truth. Ascent, which is Chabad light in Ascent, they do a lot of Kiruv with the army. Right. And they put up a lot of soldiers during this Miluim, and they go to the front and they come back and rest and... So they subcontract to me because they don't have enough place.
Right.
So the whole month of October, I had like 20 soldiers staying in at the Fiddler's Inn.
That must have been
for the whole month, nonstop.
That must have been unbelievable.
It's everyone needs it. After the war had started, I gave the Zimmers and the villa. I gave to people that are running away from Gaza Strip.
Right.
And they put them up for a month, 2 months, no charge. There were people that were beyond 7.5 kilometers from the border, and the government wouldn't pay them anything because they needed to be within 7 kilometers. Nevertheless, they were getting hit, and they came up to Tzfat, and I put them up.
It's complicated, huh?
Simply Tzfat.
Simple yet complicated. See, you play for Simply Tzfat. I would play for Complicated Tzfat.
It's not getting easy. Yeah.
And as time goes by, people here would think it's getting easier, and in many ways it's not.
No, come visit. Come visit. Put your money where your mouth is.
What are the shops doing?
Half of them are out of business, either because the owner is in Miluim or because there are no tourists. Half of them. You go down the Midrahov or the tourists.
I'm surprised half are still open.
Right.
100%. They're able to survive?
Do
they see anybody? Do they see any shoppers?
Maybe 3 restaurants are open full-time, maybe.
And at one time, how many were there?
I can't count them.
I mean, really? Endless? There were plenty?
No, there were plenty of restaurants. And, you know, the kiosks that sell falafel and that.
Wow.
Yep. But, you know, on the other hand, the tefillot in the synagogues are beyond. Because everyone has it. When you're in the last Shabbos, I was there, maybe Shabbos before that, about a month ago, on Shabbos morning at 8 a.m., in the middle of the Chazeret Hashatz, the repetition of the Amida, during Kedusha, there were very close missiles were shot down. No one moved a muscle. And the explosions, you felt it physically, and no one moved a muscle. No one looked to your left, to your right. What's the other guy going to do? Is he going to go into the stairwell? Is he going to run away? No one moved. 200 people during Shmona Esrei, Chazeret Hashatz, Kedusha, boom, 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 boom. No one moved a muscle. This is called Kavana.
Yeah, that's concentration during davening. Pretty amazing, frankly. Have your parents reconciled with you moving to Israel, or are they still having trouble with it? How many years is it? It's almost 40 years.
I'm here taking care of them.
Did they ever visit you in Tzfat?
Twice a year up until they couldn't.
Until COVID?
Yeah, right.
Seriously?
Yep.
So for those who think that
And they're not Shomer Shabbat, not Shomer Mitzvot.
For those who think that a secular high school musical student can in fact become an observant Jew and an Olé, you're an example that that proves that correct. But as you've pointed out in the past, because we've spoken about this topic at times during the last 30 years, as you pointed out in the past, you do have special parents who...
That's another statement.
Who took a much different route than other parents would have taken.
I won the mega lottery when I was born to them.
Right.
I was once at a restaurant in Muncie with eight kids, my parents and my wife. We came to visit. Right. We chartered a plane. This is 20 years ago, more. Right. And we were at a restaurant, and my father went up to pay the bill, and he's talking to the owner. And he came, my father comes back and says, well, you Orthodox people, you're all the same. He says, I'm so lucky to have an Orthodox son. And it didn't sound right to me that someone would say, oh, you're so lucky your son is frum. So after the meal, I went up to the owner. I said, what exactly did you say to my father? And he said, he's so lucky he has a Orthodox son that still talks to him.
Wow.
To understand, you know, a lot of Baal Tshuvas, they throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yep.
The mitzvah deraisa of kibud avim, no, it's more important to eat glatt kosher than kosher. It's more important, you know, kibud avim is...
No, but you also have pointed out that it was like that in the reverse as well, that there are parents who never get used to the fact that their child took a certain route and yours were different.
Shem Yerachim.
Right. Yours were different in that.
The family. My mother, you have to understand, my mother's an only child from Holocaust survivors. So she has no siblings, she has no family, and you write a book on, you know, psychologically, but she is 100% family.
You have siblings or not?
I have one older brother. He lives in Clinton Corners, New York.
Where's that?
North of Poughkeepsie.
Wow. He's got snow today.
He's got snow, he's on a lake, he's got, you know, he's...
Is he a musician or not?
No.
Not a musician. Has he ever visited Israel?
Yes, many times. He was in Israel with me when the war started on October 7th. He came to visit, and he was with a family, all the nieces and nephews, right? And the first, and on that day, the Patriots blasted off. And when the Patriots blast off, the whole mountain shakes. I'm telling you, it's the scariest thing in the world. It's like, blast a Patriot is like not a small thing. And I was mamish scared. I went out to the Makolet. No one was there. Everyone was running to the bomb shelters. I bought a bottle of whiskey, and we finished it off in my safe room. It was scary.
Wow.
So he did come.
When did he leave, if he was there October 7th?
He had an LL ticket, and he was able to get on. But he was ready to go to, you know, Gibraltar, whatever, where, you know.
Right. Wow.
He's great. He's fantastic. I talk to him every day. Every day. Obviously, I'm here. I talk to him every day. But even in Israel, I talk to my brother every day. He calls me, except Shabbos. And I talk to my parents maybe 2-3 times a day. Mitzvah Daraisa.
Were you a sports fan growing up?
No. Nope. I was a sports fan of?
The violin. That's it. Of
Itzhak Perlman.
That's it.
He was my Godel Ador.
Right. You ever meet him?
No.
Any desire to?
No, I'm. Yeah.
I've met childhood heroes. It's disappointing.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure he's a wonderful person.
Yeah, 100%.
There's no question.
But there's other reasons why it's disappointing. No, a kid imagining flying in a helicopter is better than flying in a helicopter.
Uh-huh.
It's always better like that, you know. Dreaming about meeting your childhood hero is much better than actually meeting them.
Okay, if he was playing the violin, it would be great.
Right,
but I'm sure talking. I mean. And here for tikkun amidot, right? We're here to correct our personal characteristics, right?
Do you give violin lessons?
Occasionally, not too many people.
Nobody's taking it up, right?
Yeah. I have a few kids here and there. The problem is when they go to yeshiva, they don't have time to practice.
Right. And you can't do it on Zoom, I assume. Or
never,
it's hard.
I never tried. There are people that can do it.
Right.
People have done it.
But you need discipline on both sides to do that.
Right.
Listen to me. You have enhanced my morning.
Thank you so much.
You've enhanced my day.
So good to see you.
You've enhanced my week.
Oh, my goodness.
And you've enhanced my season.
What about?
The season of a Saint Talamutter, because I don't know if you know this or not. You've been saying it since the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. We only started saying it last night. I've been trying to emphasize the differences between Israel and the diaspora and how awful it is that people in diaspora don't realize that in Israel it's been said since the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. But all right. Not going to be too tough on the audience this morning, not with you sitting here. I do want to give one more plug to Simply Tzvat. If you've never seen them perform, you're in for a treat. Ask the Israeli soldiers who got tremendous strength and inspiration from them whenever they showed up to an army base.
I got strength, and just playing for them was tremendous.
Do you see the energy they have for tefillah?
Oh my gosh.
After not sleeping for 3 days?
Oh my gosh.
And they start Kabbalah Shabbos, and they're just at a different level.
Hashem.
How do you explain that? There's something about the Jewish people, huh? There's something about us.
There's something about
you and I are going to continue to explore this. There's something out there about the Jewish people. I don't know. Simply Tzfat, the first night of Chanukah will be at Chabad of East Hollywood down in Florida. We have a lot of Florida listeners, by the way.
There you go.
In Clearwater, Thursday night of Chanukah. Charlotte, North Carolina, where Yoni says he will send regards, Bli Neder, to Rabbi Oppenheim and to Andy Dinkin.
Send me a WhatsApp. Do me a
favor. Of course. Are you kidding me? You better say hi to Mrs. Oppenheim also. We don't want to leave her out. That's Chabad of Charlotte with Roy Cohen on the Saturday night of December the 28th. They'll be at Sunny Isles Beach, Florida, at the Chabad Russian Center on Sunday the 29th. And then finally, the tour really becomes a real concert tour because, hey, if you're not in New York, you're nowhere, right?
Acharon Chaviv.
There you go.
In Hebrew.
You got to play the Big Apple. Come on. You see what can happen in the Big Apple.
There you go.
You can be a big executive murdered in the street, or you can become a star on Broadway all the same day. It's terrible.
I heard about that.
Oh, is it terrible?
Crazy.
But it is Manhattan. You never know what's going to happen next. So you'll be in Manhattan, where we know you'll be at Heichal Moshe Rav Vorhen Shul on West 91st Street. And if you get just half the people who daven Shacharis there on a daily basis, you're going to have a big crowd, let me tell you. I think there's 30 minyan there every morning.
Uh-huh.
So Heichal Moshe at Rav Vorhen Shul on the 30th of December. Also, you've announced that you'll be visiting your friends and our friends at SAR and TABC. And in addition to that, anybody who wants to book Simply Tzfat, we are highly, highly recommending it.
Thank you.
Yoni at simplytzfat.com.
You have to remember that having Simply Tzfat come to your community on the 7th or 8th night of Hanukkah,
right?
It's a Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday night, not only are we giving to the community something, but they are supporting three Breslover families in Eretz Yisrael during this time. So please, I'm drawing on the heartstrings. Call me up, send me a WhatsApp, send me an email, Yoni at simplytzfat.com.
And don't haggle over the price, folks. It's three families in Tzfat. No haggling. Please.
Someone's got to pay for these airline tickets.
Exactly. I mean, if you want to say Nachum Siegel said you can get a $25 discount, he'll take off the $25.
No problem. And not only that, but I'll give Nachum Siegel another $25.
It reminds me of a friend of mine who bought like a $3 million apartment. And he says to the broker, he says, "I'm sorry, I just have no choice. It's part of my DNA. Is there any way you can take off $25,000? It's like, you know, like, he says, "I know I'm being ridiculous, but what will my grandparents say if I didn't ask for a discount, you know?" Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you.
No discount. Maximum $25.
Okay.
If they mention my name. Yoni, I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I really hope we reunite in the Holy Land.
Please, God, Bezman HaKarov, in the near future.
If I took a car from Yerushalayim, more than 2 hours or not?
Depends on what time of day.
Well, if I want to light candles with you one night.
So you want? I'm going to be here.
Oh, right.
What are you talking about? You want to go?
I'll lie with your kids.
There you go. There you go.
You think I'm bringing you Hanukkah presents?
You know, from Yerushalayim, you can count on 2.5-3 hours. If there's traffic, more. And if you've got a lead foot, less.
So we'll have to do it Pesach time. Please, John.
I'm not going to light Hanukkah candles on Pesach.
No, but we'll figure out something else to do. Maybe we'll search for chametz. Two nights before Pesach, since Pesach starts Saturday night.
I got plenty of makom to search for chametz.
You see? You need me. You didn't realize you need me up there. Kol hakavod, my friend.
Thank you.
Simply Tzfat, the great Yoni Lipschitz, on a Thursday morning broadcast at JM in the AM.
This song written by Yonatan Sarum, Karani and Returning, Watso Vashov. Thank you.
JM and the AM. Simply Tzvat. Pretty amazing, huh? My thanks to Yonatan Lipschitz. What a way to reunite. So glad he was here this morning at JM and the AM.